Okay, sex object. That's how you present yourself. Yeah, nice tookus. But no respectable man is looking at that saying, oh, I'm a wife that. I mean, they'll look at that and say, I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z to that. They're not trying to commit to it long term. I mean, some weak little suckers will, because they don't know any better. They don't know about women. They're inexperienced. But do women want inexperienced men? Of course not. The type of man she would want is gonna require more than her dressing like a hook. No, don't say I'm being too judgmental. Men judge women by how they dress and how they carry themselves, just like women judge men on how much money they make and how they carry themselves. But right now, she's still young and cute, so she don't mind being a piece of meat, long as she getting attention and validation. But when she old, washed up, and wrinkly, she gonna care if a guy wanna commit to her or not. Hopefully, for her sake, this her husband or boyfriend recording right now. But then on the other side, why is he letting this woman go out like this? So it's all bad, man. Pray for her. That's all I can say, pray for. And if you are going to go outside like this, make sure you bring home some money, if you know what I mean.
You feel embarrassed that you were crying over an ugly man? Like, he didn't have the personality or the looks, and you still got your feelings about him. And he ended up breaking your heart. Like, don't you? I don't know. I would be embarrassed. I will die. I wouldn't. Yeah, no, I don't know. Like,
Yeah, it's all toxicity. The female friends, the fruity male friends. They're all hating on your relationship, and then they're gonna clown you if it doesn't work out. Are these really your friends? See, when a woman really lock in with a man, she don't need to have a bunch of friends. I mean, it might sound weird, but if she does have friends, it needs to be friends that have similar lives to hers. If you're married, you need to have married friends who are in decent marriages. I mean, I would say the same thing for guys too. If you actually in a good relationship with a woman, you don't need to be hanging out with your friends who trying to go to strip clubs and chase tail every night. That's not your lifestyle. It's going to be a negative influence on the lifestyle that you're currently trying to make work out. Just like I don't think college kids who trying to get good grades and do the right thing should hang out with the gangbangers and drug dealers.
you know what bewilders me? Women that make TikToks on some. This is how you act on a first date if you want to attract a high value man. First date, he gonna know. I laugh at all my own jokes. I'm violent and I'm conceited as f.
Right, you're a terrible person. And no decent person is ever gonna be with you. So you have to come on TikTok and try to make it seem like you don't want anybody to be with you. You like being alone. You like being a horrible person that no one wants to be around. So you can seem like you're the cool one. You're the one in power. You're the one making the decision to be alone and miserable. Look, nobody with half a brain is going for it. We all know you're mentally ill just from looking at a 10-second video. And we all know you're not truly happy with yourself. Because people who are, they don't act like this. They don't make TikToks like this. They don't make faces like you make. It's pathetic. And we shouldn't feel sorry for you because we know miserable women make everyone around them miserable. They're going to make family members miserable. And, you know, random people they come across in the library or at McDonald's, they're going to make them miserable and try to start fights with them. You're terrible people. And the world would be better. You know what? Never mind. And if she got this type of attitude young, can you imagine how she gonna be when she's 50? Lord have mercy on everybody who she's gonna come across.
Okay, I don't care. I'm always gonna love me more than I'm ever gonna love you. And if a man wants to be in my life, he needs to spend his every waking hour thinking of ways on how he needs to convince me that he should even be graced by my presence. How I'm gonna be up at night trying to adopt a personality that they need that ain't even mine to attract headaches and ridiculousness.
She is the epitome of headaches and ridiculousness. And I'm sorry, being a stone cold bitch is not a personality type. I'm tired of women thinking being rude and making weird faces is a personality type. We all know a woman like this would never respect a man who's gonna stay up all night trying to figure out ways to convince her to be with him. I hope she got a good job.
Would you be okay with your guy exercising options on you or what?
No, I think I'm married in my league for a reason. Like, if I was overshooting myself.
Yo, she's fake.
No, I'm just being serious. You know what I mean? If I'm one of those problems, like, I would have married like a millionaire. Like, my husband provides a very, very good lifestyle in the Midwest, and I am very grateful, but I do not want the seven-figure problem.
Cap. If she could have got a seven-figure man, she would have got a seven-figure man. She's gonna make it seem like it was her decision to not date a top-tier dude. No, the top-tier dudes just didn't want you. So you settled for what you could get. I commend you for that, though. Some women will just, you know, not date anybody and just stand on their hill. I'm gonna be strong and independent, and I ain't gonna settle. I'll be by myself before I settle for less. But none of us believe that if 10 seven-figure guys were pursuing you and trying to make you their wife, you would have turned down all of them because you don't want seven-figure problems. Nice try, though.
All we have to do is ask a man's opinion on Kevin Samuels or Andrew Tate. And
so thank you for coming out with me. It's so nice to see you. You're dressed so sharp tonight. So can I ask you a fun little question? What do you think of Andrew Tate and Kevin Samuels? I'm curious to know your opinion on this.
Oh, those guys? Don't get me started on them. I feel they've done irreputable damage to the female community, and Andrew Tate should have been banned way sooner. He is harmful to this new generation of young men.
Yeah, they're just going to tell you what you want to hear, like Chad's been doing. The fact that women think they can come up with these tricks to try to weed, you know, the bad guys out, it's just laughable. And then the thing is, they want the bad boy. We don't believe these TikToks that you're trying your hardest to make sure you don't get tricked again by one of the hot bad boys. We know you're attracted to that. The guy who she's going to be blowing at night is the guy who say, yeah, I love Kevin Samuels. These bitches ain't shh. And you ain't either. That's the guy she's going to be blowing that night. Not the guy saying, oh no, queen, I would never watch those toxic, evil men. They're so detrimental to the community. You think that's the guy that's getting blown on a regular basis? Seriously.